Well, good morning and welcome to Local Matters. We are talking about education matters today, and in particular, we are honored to have with us some folks from Cookeville High School, and we are going to be talking about cyber defense and some things that a team from Cookeville High School, in fact, several teams from Cookeville High School, competed in a world competition and did outstanding in it. So with us today is Scott Waits, the instructor at Cookeville High School that's responsible for this team, and then Nathan Papa and Landon Burge, and we're going to let you guys talk a little bit about your backgrounds. First off, congratulations on the great honor, and thanks for representing not just Cookeville High School, but Putnam County and Cookeville so well. We're honored that you've done so great in this. So, Scott, why don't we start with you? Tell everyone a little bit about your background, and then we'll, after we talk to the other guys, we'll come back and talk about the competition.
Okay, thanks for having us this morning. My name is Scott Waits. I've lived in the Putnam County area pretty much my whole life. Right. I worked in IT for the first 20 to 30 years of my career, and came back to Tennessee to be able to help students and teach them. It's always been my passion.
That's great. Now, how long have you been at Cookeville High?
This will be my fourth full year. These guys were my first set of freshmen. Yeah.
So you guys have grown him up, haven't you?
And sure. And that's been our job.
Taught him everything he knows. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Nathan, tell us a little bit about your background.
All right. So I'm Nathan, first of all, and I was born in California. I moved here when I was five, and then I just was going through school. I met all of the people on the team except for our newest member way in elementary school, probably first or second grade. And in eighth grade was our first year when we did this. The teacher back in middle school at Avery Trace, he walked into our Spanish class and was recruiting people for this competition. And I told my mom about it, and she kept on trying to convince me to do it, and I was kind of on the fence. good thing I did it.
She was right.
She was definitely right. So then we just kind of grouped up together. We were separate in eighth grade, but once we went to high school, we all became one team, and we've just been working it out from there.
Outstanding. Outstanding. And Landon, tell us about your background.
I am Landon Burge. I'm a senior at Cookeville High School. I've been doing Cyber Patriot for 4 years, or, well, 5 years, but 4 years of high school. I grew up here in Cookeville, Tennessee, my whole life, raised by my mother. I mean,
outstanding.
We've put in a lot of effort, and it's been great time.
So Cookeville is home to you guys, and you've represented us well. Well, tell us about Cyber Patriot 14. What was this competition all about? And it has an Air Force Association tag to it. So tell us what this thing does. Scott, you want to start?
Sure. Yeah. There's 5,200 teams, I believe, this year. Correct, guys?
That sounds right.
Across the world that compete in this. We have four events, followed by a national championship. In the first two events, the students, in the first four events, the students all compete virtually. Okay. And the last event, if you're in the top 12, you'll get to go to national championships. And to test them basically on just basic cybersecurity stuff, protecting networks and machines from various vulnerabilities.
And how about, what would you guys add to that?
So in Cyber Patriot, each year we do continuously, we defend machines that, which while aren't being attacked by hackers, they are very, very vulnerable, and they're given to us in a very poorly managed state, and it's our job to basically represent local computer administrators in protecting systems. And then once we move on to the national finals competition, we are tasked in doing a much larger network with a team of cybersecurity hackers that are attacking us at the same time as we're trying to defend our network.
Cool.
And I guess to tie it back into the Air Force Association, they're the like the people that kind of put together the competition, and it's kind of their goal to like use this competition to generate interest among young people in cybersecurity, and they hope that people end up like in the government or specifically at the Air Force, you know, working in cybersecurity to help keep the nation safe.
Yeah, that's great. And we have a big company here in Cookeville that not the division that's here, but in other divisions, SAIC does a lot of cybersecurity work too. So there are some local connections. Well, tell us a little bit about the virtual competition. And obviously with cybersecurity, a lot of things happen virtually. So you may be dealing with folks that are attacking from Russia or from Miami, not necessarily from next door. So I guess that part of the virtual thing is pretty real. What happens in the virtual competition?
The virtual competitions aren't all that different from the in-person competition at Nationals, except for the scale of it. The Nationals competition is a lot harder, and there's a few other differences. But for the most part, your challenge is you're sent anywhere between 2 and 4 virtual machines, which are just computers that you run inside your computer. It kind of serves as like a place where you can do whatever you want to it without like really destroying your computer. And they send you those virtual machines, and you get there's like scoring on it, and you just secure vulnerabilities on it. And the more vulnerabilities you secure, the more points you get. And then there's another part of the competition that I do mostly. It's the networking challenge portion, and it's where you're tasked with securing a network of, you know, like data going across the network, and you're tasked with configuring it, securing it, just however you can. And that's also like a virtual thing that they send you.
And Landon, it sounds like there's a bunch of people back helping out on the Air Force side of this thing, or the Air Force Association side, that are thinking up pretty tough challenges for you guys.
Oh yeah, they are absolutely very tough. Every year we've seen it grow exponentially more difficult as the threats that appear around the world have become more and more advanced, which means we have to up our game as defenders in order to improve our defenses against them.
So have you met these folks that design this when you go to the national competition? Do you actually meet some of the folks that are building the attacks that you're defending against?
We actually did meet some at Nationals. They have a team of – it's called the Red Team, but it's a team of hackers that hack into your system. That's only at Nationals. That's kind of the unique thing at Nationals. But we met a few of them there. I think we met 2 or 3 of them there. And then also at Nationals, you get to meet a lot of like the competition staff that help regulate like competition and rules, regulations.
And who were some of the other teams that you played against? Did you know who they were when you were playing them? Did you find out later?
For the most part, we've been very social like throughout the years online. We've been chatting. We've been getting to know some of these teams. So whenever we finally got to meet them in person, it was a great experience. They were some smart kids around the world, California, Texas. They were amazing people to meet, and that was the best part of the trip. It was great to meet all of these new students.
How long did you get to interact with them? How many days were you at Nationals?
About 5. I would say we interacted a majority of 2 or 3 of them with other teams.
Well, that's great. That's great. Give our listeners an example of what kind of a challenge you might be faced with. What did they throw at you in terms of a problem?
So one of the biggest challenges is you're basically tasked with running a computer that's hosting a web server, for example, like a commercial site like Amazon, but it's their own little mini version. That's one of the majority target points that they're trying to assess is, can you defend and keep up this e-commerce site so our customers can shop without hackers, say, defacing the website and making everything free?
I like free. That might be okay for the customer for about a nanosecond, and then Amazon would shut it down, or somebody would. I don't think
the company would be happy with that.
Yeah, the company wouldn't like that. So, Nathan, other examples come to mind, or was that a pretty good description of?
I mean, that was a pretty good example of something at Nationals, but I mean, just to take it down to a more basic level, like we see a lot of just super basic vulnerabilities on, you know, our in all competitions, but like a lot of the times, like we'll have to like change an insecure password, like something as simple as that, or, you know, maybe like a user on a computer is not authorized to be an administrator on that computer and they have too much like permissions on that computer. Like it doesn't, we're not doing a ton of super in-depth stuff. A lot of what we are doing is in-depth, but there's a lot of basic stuff too that can be easily taught to anyone.
Well, that's great. It's fascinating to think about what you guys have learned at the high school level that's prepared you to go to a truly national competition. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about things ranging from as simple as those passwords up to pretty complex counterterrorism. So stay tuned for more. We're coming back in just a moment. This is Local Matters, and we will be back in just a moment.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Scott Waits and Nathan Papa and Landon Burge from Cookeville High School, part of the award-winning cyber defense team that did some really cool things in the 14th Cyber Patriot competition sponsored by the Air Force Association. So we're going to talk some more about some very real challenges to the nation in terms of cyber defense and what students at Cookeville High School are learning that's related to that. And we'll start at, you called it the least complex part of this, Nathan, and that is simply complex passwords. And most of us have to change our password every now and then. I get to the point I've run out of dogs to name my passwords after. So tell us about password complexity and how that affects the ability to defend against these things.
Yeah, so at least in terms of Cyber Patriot policy, they generally like promote like at least a password that's 10 characters long, an uppercase, lowercase letter, and then a symbol in there. Generally, you want to avoid like basic data like your birthday or your name or a pet's name. but that's really important. It's super simple, but it's super important because the second that they get into your account using your password, it's just kind of all over. It doesn't really matter what other security you put on your computer or your account. So, you know, that's just something super easy that anyone can pick up on. Oh, and also it's generally a best practice to change your password often. It's generally recommended like every 3 months, 6 months, something in that area.
Yeah, I think at Tennessee Tech, we are required to change ours every 3 months. And you're right, they don't like to use pets' names or wives' names or anything like that. It just it's a little too obvious. Well, that's good. Now, let's raise that bar a little bit and talk a bit about the more complex things. So we are witnessing, you guys are witnessing a war right now between Russia and Ukraine. And Russia, you know, there's always the threat of nuclear weapons and nuclear exchanges, but there's also a very real threat, a very real possibility of a cyber attack. So how would a foreign nation attack the United States from your perspective, from what you know? What kind of threats do we face?
Well, the biggest threat I see that I've seen right now from Russia is they are launching a lot of malware that is basically wiping out the computer systems and making them unusable in Ukrainian government. So that's what they've been doing. What usually we typically seen is crypto malware, which is a type of ransomware that would encrypt all the data. So you would have to pay them to be able to use your systems again.
So the president of Ukraine maybe couldn't communicate with the armed forces, or the hospital systems couldn't communicate.
Hospitals are one of the biggest areas for crypto malware.
And we see that even here in Cookeville. Cookeville Regional Medical Center is hit with malware every day, and they'd love to get right in the middle of a heart operation and then shut everything down and say for $1 million you can have your machine back. So it's a very real thing, and we've seen it here in the United States for many years now, but it's becoming more and more real, and we're going to depend on guys like you to defend us from that. Well, Scott, let's talk about the curriculum at Cookeville High and sort of how these guys get this level of training and this level of experience at CHS. Talk about what you're doing.
Well, our program at CHS is basically a dual enrollment program, and the courses focus mainly on software development, web design things, but these young men came to me their freshman year with, they cared very much about Cyber Patriot. And though we don't have a cybersecurity curriculum, we've done all this on the side as extracurricular. And the number one thing that I think these young men have shown to their peers is what hard work can do for you. They're both brilliant. But what they are more than anything, they're tenacious. And on the first day that we talked about this, and they expressed to me their goal, because as their teacher, I'm like, what's our goal? We want to go to nationals. I'm like, okay, well, our goal is going to be to win nationals. But that seemed like a big, I don't know, it seemed like it was overwhelming, because the schools that are involved have tons of resources. We have resources as well, but these kids have, in the other states, have like programs and everything else. So the first thing we had to realize is that that has nothing to do with success. So as far as where the program's going, this is about building leadership for me. I have a strong IT background, and like I said earlier, my goal with this whole program at Cookeville High School is to share those gifts and so other kids can, you know, succeed. So as far as like a strict curriculum of cybersecurity, we don't have that. It's just kind of built into our culture. So
that's
the
great
IT culture at Cookeville High School, right? We learn computer science, how to think logically, how to make good decisions, not only in computer science, but in life. And that's what's appealed to me most about this competition, was it gave them an opportunity. I let them make a lot of decisions, okay, because they always make good ones. And we've learned, you know, as long as we make small, you know, mistakes, that we can overcome those. So I think that's, they would agree with that. That it's the leadership part. We've got the technical part, but the technical part doesn't bring the heart to it. These guys have the heart. And when you refuse to lose, but also have the discipline to not lose, you see, that's been the secret for success.
So it's a combination of skills and tenacity.
Yes.
And you just keep on plugging. So put you guys on the spot here. Go back in your lives to wherever this started. Was it elementary school? Was it even before that? Where did you first start playing with these things? Because a lot of it is games that start as games, and then they just progress. So we can look at Steve Jobs and all kinds of folks that's how their careers started. So did this start for you early in life, or did you pick it up after you got in high school?
I guess I would say it's kind of weird for me. I've always been like a gamer. You know, I played video games growing up. I still do. And I've done that for, you know, a while, like since I was really young. And I've always been fascinated by like how that stuff works, but I never really like cared to look into it that much. I just thought it was cool that it worked how it did. So, and I always like had thought about like doing computers like professionally in the future, but I had no education in it. But starting in eighth grade, whenever I started Cyber Patriot, I really got like a good education. And during high school through our classes, I've actually gotten to a point where I can understand some of the stuff that I didn't understand a while ago.
You were taking what was a game, and you're beginning to see that game can be a reality also. It is a game in a lot of ways, but that game is so important to all of us as we enter this new world of cyber attack and cyber defense. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and let Landon talk about that same experience. This is Local Matters, and we are talking to Scott Waits, Nathan Papa, and Landon Burge from Cookeville High School. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to the cyber defense team from Cookeville High School, who just won national honors, world honors, in the 14th annual Cyber Patriot Games, sponsored by the Air Force Association's National Youth Cyber Defense Competition. And you guys have had quite an experience, and we were talking a little bit about the journey and where it started. And Nathan, you told us sort of your story. Landon, where did your journey start? How'd you get on this track?
So throughout middle school, I didn't really know where I wanted to go. I mean, I did like technology, but I wasn't able to actually afford any sort of computers. But once we were introduced to this competition in eighth grade, I grew a passion very, very quickly for it. And since then, that has been the foundation of what I want to do. I want to go do cybersecurity however I can. It's definitely this competition has laid the foundations for my career path.
Well, that is great. That is super that you've found something that you love doing, and you can find great work doing something you love. And that's not everybody gets that. So that's a really cool thing. Well, you have both. You're seniors now. You've achieved this, and you're going on to college after this. So let's talk about where you're going to college and what caused you to choose the major that you're going into. Landon, you want to start?
Sure. So I'll be attending Tennessee Tech University, located here in Cookeville, and I'll be studying cybersecurity computer science with the focus of cybersecurity there.
That's great. And what made you choose that?
I picked Tennessee Tech because it's local and it's got a very good cybersecurity program.
It's a very strong cybersecurity program and fairly new to the Tech campus. So, you'll be in doing some of the pathfinding in that program. But you've chosen a really, really good one. And Nathan, you're going to another Tech. You're going to Georgia Tech, right?
I am going to Georgia Tech. My plan is to go there and get a degree in computer science. I'm not exactly sure where in computer science. I don't know if I'm going to focus in cybersecurity or do something else, but I'm hoping I can go there and figure that out.
And you are valedictorian? Did I hear something about that?
I am.
That's outstanding. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Well, that and I know that that impressed the folks at Georgia Tech also. So you've both chosen really great schools and good programs. What do you think? I know it's early, but what do you think in terms of a career? What do you sort of dream you might end up doing? Nathan?
I have a few options in mind. I've thought about doing like software development type things. So I'm like developing software, you know, maybe, you know, something like Spotify, you know, just like simple like apps you'd find on your computer. I've also thought about doing different fields in cybersecurity, whether there's like two different types of cybersecurity. There's defensive and offensive. I've kind of thought about doing, you know, both sides at some point. And then I've also thought about, I've also considered doing like data science stuff because that's kind of how I think. I'm very like logical and I don't know, it just seems fun.
Great. Well, if you can find something that just keeps being fun, that's going to be great. Land?
I hope to either work somewhere high up in the government. I'm looking for hopefully a government job, or I'm thinking one of the more advanced private sector jobs, maybe a company like Tesla or any other of those high tech and somewhat upcoming companies.
Yeah.
I'm pretty open to where I want to be in cybersecurity, whether that is offensive, defensive. I'm still keeping my windows open for that portion.
Well, and that's good. One of the things I always told freshmen and their parents when they first enrolled at Tech was most students really can't contemplate what they're going to feel great about 4 years later, because you're going to study all kind of things and something's going to grab you. And when it does, it may be the thing that has grabbed you now, and it may not be. But that's part of what college is all about. So you've got that flexibility, and you both are off on an outstanding start. So best of luck in those college careers. And in a couple of years, we'll get you back on this radio show and have you talk about what you've been doing in the time you've been out there. Now, one of you mentioned that you have to play both offense and defense in cybersecurity. So as part of your background, did you ever take, and I don't want you to admit to any illegal activity here, I'm not going there, but did you ever take the role of the hacker and actually try to penetrate systems, either with your simulated stuff? Is that part of how you train to be a good defender, is to be on the offense?
So that's kind of part of cybersecurity, is understanding the offensive side. However, Cyber Patriot does not condone the offensive side of things. So in terms of that competition, we haven't really had an opportunity to actually like do any of that. On my own, I haven't done anything either.
And Landon?
I've very, very briefly touched with, there are programs where they give you systems to offensively attack legally.
Yeah.
So I've touched a little bit of those in preparation, but overall, not. We don't have much experience with that side.
Yeah, and I know it's a delicate subject, but you know, when you look at football teams, they always have a counter team playing them, and that counter team learns if Florida is playing Tennessee, then Tennessee is going to learn the Florida offense so that they can defend it. And I know there are a lot of cases where the training on defense rests on understanding the offense. So you may get to do some of that while you're in your college courses. Well, Scott, you're losing a couple of really talented guys here, and you've got other members of the team that have done some great things too. But you've got to be thinking about next year and the future of the team. So talk about how you're rebuilding the team.
Well, we already have teams that have competed in the past and that are currently training already. And we're also, Lennon and I, we're going to try to start a camp this summer that we'll offer to anyone who wants to come to the camp. That's still in the works. I don't have an exact date yet. But at the end of the day, all I care is that the children get to learn something, right, about the cybersecurity. There's enough of those, you know, offensive hackers in the world. We need more defensive ones. So I think we'll continue down that path of focusing on how to defensively protect systems. Because like I said, you know, we got enough of the bad ones out there. And I think also, like, it's important for these kids to understand when they're competing that they need to learn how to do the job with all that pressure on them. You see? So in my opinion, I never did support much. And I'm talking about this now because I don't want people to come into the program thinking they're going to learn how to hack, because I don't allow that.
You don't allow it.
That's why I'm talking about this now. So I'm very strict about it. Because, like I said, I don't think there's that much value in it at this level in their lives.
Uh-huh.
But we've got some now that we're working on. We encourage any students to reach out to us. We have a learning plan for them. These guys, when they first started the freshman year, we set a goal of building a legacy. So this is their legacy. I'm just there to manage it now and to make sure that it continues to be a legacy. So any student that wants to, even middle schoolers, reach out to me now, and we'll see if we can get you some resources to get you prepped. Landon, you have anything more to say about the camp?
I do not as of right now.
Yeah, but it's a camp that's offered through Cyber Patriot.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Now, your home base, if I could call it that, is TCAT Livingston, right?
Yeah, I teach the program at the high school through TCAT.
Yeah, it's, as you said, a dual enrollment kind of program. So if folks want to find out more about it, they contact you at the TCAT at Livingston? Or
at the I'm at the high school all the time.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I go there every single day. They can reach me through the high school. I'll be glad to leave my email address with you or any other resources you need. And also keep an eye out for the camp we hope to have a little bit later this summer.
Well, it's just such an important topic, and you guys are on the leading edge of doing some really great stuff. And I think we're all going to learn more and more about cyber defense and the cyber world as we go forward. And I at my level and my age, password complexity may be the biggest part of that for me, but it won't be for you guys. And you've just got such a great career ahead of you if you go into this kind of field. Scott, are there students who are post-high school allowed in the program? Could TCAT students enroll if they weren't dual enrolled from a high school?
In Cyber Patriot or?
Yeah.
No, it's just for, the high school level students. These guys will be competing in the collegiate rounds next year, CCDC. Yeah.
So for Putnam County and for Cookeville High, it is
just high school.
Just the high schools. And then as they go on to college, there's a college level that they might be able to get into. Correct. Well, that's great. Well, guys, you have gone where many folks have never even thought of going before. And I want to congratulate you on the great job you've done in this national competition. You've represented your high school very well. You've represented your region very well. And I thank all three of you for being on the program. Scott, great. Thank you for being such a great team leader and advocate for
this kind of thing. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
And maybe we'll get the team next year to come back and talk about what they're doing too. Best wishes for great careers and good luck at Georgia Tech and at Tennessee Tech. And we will close this program simply by saying thanks to Scott Waits and Nathan Papa and Landon Birch.